What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Inside the Trainer. In today's episode, we're going to explore body shaming. Stay tuned. What is body shaming? After doing a quick Google search, I found that body shaming is the action or practice of humiliating someone by making mockery or critical comments about their body shape or size. Now, I'm using this definition because it's very general, it's open, it's not targeting one specific person. And if we are talking about body shaming, then we're saying that anybody and everybody could be subject to body shaming. It don't matter how overweight you are, how underweight you are, how healthy you are, how unhealthy you are. If somebody is doing that specific definition of body shaming, then it's not catered to one group of people. That definition of body shaming is targeting everybody. Now, who are the people that gets body shamed? And I broke it down to three types of people. There are fat people. They are skinny people, and they are fit people. Now, I know that last one is far-fetched. I can already feel y'all guys jerking your head back, looking at your phone, looking at the rail, like, yo, I know this boy didn't just say fit people gets body shame. But when you really think about it, we do. But it's to how often it really is, how common or how rare these things come across. And so, therefore, I feel as though that when we talk about body shaming, we can't leave any groups of people out. We can't say, oh, this is just hurting this one demographic of people. It hurts everybody. The concept of body shaming hurts everybody. And no matter who you are or what you are as far as health or fitness, if you're getting body shame, you're getting body shame. And it's really, really damaging mentally and possibly emotionally to everybody. Now, going in further detail about it, I'm going to try to break down, you know, the various groups that get body shame and how common or how rare it is. Now, the most common one that everybody know is fat people, obese people, morbidly obese people. They're the ones that get targeted the most in, you know, jokes on movies, jokes and on stand-up comedies, you know, and just everyday living. You know, kids making fun of fat kids, sometimes as adults. Sometimes fat people make fun of themselves. And it's to a point where that it seemed like it's a common thing, and it's been common for so long that that's when movements and groups have started, as far as, you know, the body positive group, fat acceptance group, has come alive, because body shaming fat people has become close to being a new norm. It has become something that seems like it is supposed to happen. Like, if you wind up being overweight, you're going to get made fun of, that you have to be talked about, you have to be the butt of everybody's joke. That's not the case, because there's a lot of factors, a lot of things that go into people being overweight, people being fat. You know, sometimes it's just a knowledge thing. You know, the kid, the parents don't really understand what it means to be healthy. Don't really know how to shop and how to, you know, shop for healthy food and provide the necessary nutrients for themselves and for their kids. So, body shaming fat people, making fun of fat people, however you want to call it, it's not cool. It's not cool at all. And another case, I would say, is like uncommon, but these group of people get body shaming, and that's skinny people. I have heard stories and other scenarios where people always see skinny people say, oh, you need to eat more. you look skinny. You look like you could hoo-hoo through Cheerio. You know, you look unhealthy. You look sick. And again, this is something that's probably genetic. The person might have a high metabolism rate and they just can't put on weight. No matter how much they exercise, no matter how much they eat, sleep, do everything properly, during that period in their lifetime, they will just be skinny. And I think these people are really gets hurt the most, in my opinion. They really get, you know, mentally and probably emotionally hurt. Because in a sense, you know, we talk about fat people, like, all you gotta do is eat right, exercise, and the weight will come off. Which most of the time it does. Not all the time, but most of the time it does. And especially if you're doing it right, there's a high chance that the weight will come off. But with somebody that is skinny, anorexic, you know, bulimic, whatever the case might be, you know, certain conditions is self-harming, and there's other ones that they have no control of. And so they will, you know, they will go eat, you know, they would like, yeah, I'm eating 5 meals a day. I'm lifting heavy weights. I'm not doing that much cardio. And the weight just don't come on. And it could be a genetic thing, something that a lot of people don't think of when they see skinny people. Like, oh, well, you know, genetically, you know, when they're young, they're going to be skinny. Fast forward 10 years or even 5 years, that might change. Who knows? But skinny people gets targeted the most. Well, I don't want to say the most, but when they get targeted, they feel a sense of hopelessness, because it's like, there's nothing they can do about them being skinny. They're just skinny. So it's an uncommon thing to see, but it is something that happens. And I believe these group of people take a big mental damage when they hear and they get targeted for body shaming. And the last group I said was muscular people. Now, y'all sitting up for this, y'all want to hear this, and you know what? I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Yeah, they are rarely made fun of, but at the same time, in my opinion, it's also a common thing for people to make jokes about them. You know, these people walk around and, you know, they flare up their arms, their shoulders, and just walking all stiff, like, yeah, I'm big, yeah, this is you, yeah, this is you, huh, huh. You know, a commonly thing that, you know, they all bronze and no brains. And, you know, people say, yeah, you have a hard time pulling on clothes, or every time you do put on something nice or something average or regular, or you showing off, you trying to show off your muscles. Like, nah, this is just a fitted shirt. I'm just want to try something different. You know, I don't want to go out in a hoodie today. I want to go out in a nice, you know, nice button up or a nice casual polo. You know, something different. But this is not a big thing, because people that lift weights, people that are muscular, already have a mental defense on not worrying about what other people think, because they've been in the gym for so long and they already battled with that issue amongst themselves. You know, first time people go to the gym, you know, they're looking at other people like, oh, like, I don't want this guy to think I'm weak, or I'm trying to impress this girl. I don't want her to think that I'm weak. But over time, when you focus on yourself, you're not worrying about what other people think. And then when you go outside the gym and somebody's making fun of you who is not fit, you really don't care. It's like, what? You? And that's when, in a sense, they will get pulled into body shaming themselves. Like, you talking about me, you skinny. Or you talking about me, you fat. And so, this is where I would say that it's a rare case, but it's still a bad case, because, you know, not only in a sense we're being dismissive to other people, but then if we're not mentally strong enough, we get roped in and we become the people who are body shaming, in a sense, or we don't necessarily become the main ones, but we become a part of it. And as part of the fitness community, I think we all need to be aware that when people make the jokes, understand that it is jokes. And even some people might be projecting on us because of the fact that they feel insecure about their own body. Because at some point, we felt the same way. We probably didn't project it, but we definitely felt the same way. So that is, I gotta say, my classifications on how rare body shaming is. And fat people is common, skinny people is not as common, but it does happen, and muscular people are rare. And earlier I was touching on, you know, the mental and the emotional damage. Now, to a certain level degree, it varies, I guess, based on, you know, based on case. But there's still some type of damage that's being done. And when we are joking, or even, you know, when we're trying to help, we need to be mindful to the fact that this is a problem, or this may be a problem for somebody, and that they may not be they may not be at the place where they have accepted their own body, or they love their body, they love the way they look. And so with that being now known, when you say something, you know, we had to have a certain amount of empathy and think of the other person. We had to make sure that the other person is hearing the advice that we can, or understand that we're just poking fun at this one little thing. We're not poking fun at your weight or at your shape, at your size. That these words can be very, very damaging, and it can start a really bad culture. It can start something that essentially could have been, that essentially didn't have to be made up, that should not have been created. And so, in my opinion, talking about the culture, I feel as though that with this mental and emotional damage that over time that we have done, that the body positive message and movement, as well as the fat acceptance message and movement, has been essentially hijacked, and it's not saying the same message that it was first saying, in my opinion. That body positive is projecting a positive outlook on one's appearance. That you know, that somebody will appreciate you, that somebody will love and care for you, and that there's a level of attraction based on how you are. In the fat acceptance movement, at least I believe that having fat on your body is not a bad thing. Having fat is actually essential and necessary for your body. So fat is not like the fitness devil. It's actually a necessary tool for your body to function. And again, like I said, like just gonna wrap around that over time, like the mental toll and the emotional toll that we have done to people who are overweight as well as underweight has been really, really big, and is causing a bad culture. It's causing a bad movement, and it's preaching a misconception. It's in a sense it is pandering to not being in self-control, and that leads into the next part of my podcast. Now, when I say love yourself, when I say that there's a body positive movement, the fat acceptance movement, is to understand what these things are, and to understand that, you know, as human beings, we need to learn to love ourselves before we expect love from the world. Now, understand that if I'm saying it's okay to be fat is one thing, but it's not okay to be unhealthy. It's not okay to to go and purposely push itself in a compromising or even a jeopardizing state of physical state of being, to where that you single-handedly shorten your own lifespan. That's not what I'm saying. Rather that you putting on too much weight, or rather that you don't have enough weight. And to be clear, too much weight also includes too much muscle as well. That your physical appearance needs to be accepted on the inside. You need to see your own beauty and your own worth. But at the same time, you need to make sure that you are healthy so that you can show your beauty. You can explore your self-worth for a long period of time. You can express your beauty. You can express your self-worth for a long period of time. Is that being healthy is not a second thought. Being healthy will always be the first thing, the first main thing. And so, with me trying to wrap up this podcast now, I just want everybody to be mindful that I am for body positive image. I am for the fat accepted movements for its original message. And if my history is foggy, then when I say fat acceptance, I mean the acceptance that fat is important. Fat is important to your body. And I'm first and foremost going to be for a healthy lifestyle. And body shaming has no room for a healthy lifestyle, for a positive lifestyle. It is not accepted in my fitness and my health community. So that concludes my podcast for today. I thank you for tuning in for this episode. I really appreciate you making all the way to the end. And please, leave a comment. Start the conversation up. Just let me know, what do you think about body shaming? What is your past? What is your viewpoint? Where do you stand on it? And tune in for the next topic of my podcast, where I'll be explaining why being fit, being healthy, does not equal sexy. Being fit, being healthy doesn't automatically make you attractive. Stay tuned for Saturday. I'll talk to y'all next time. In the meantime, be safe, be healthy. Peace.